It's Friday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you for your Word. Lord, we thank you for all the good things you've been revealing to us this week on the broadcast. We ask you again today for revelation of your Word, for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, for ministering to them by your Spirit today through the broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. And Lord, I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, It Pays to Live Godly. And this week on the broadcast, we've been discovering that if we live godly lives, respecting the Lord, demonstrating godly character in our lives, that it will benefit us in this life and in the world to come. Well, let's go back over to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we're going to look at verse 8 there again. And this has been our foundation text this week on the broadcast. And it says in verse 8, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." And so again, living for God, serving Him, respecting Him, demonstrating godly character in our lives, that benefits us in this life. You know, I've been sharing a statement that I read on social media with you this week on the broadcast, where somebody posted this. They said, God, this was a Christian organization, they said, God doesn't promise us good days. He promises us a great eternity. And friend, that statement can leave people with the idea that God is pretty much indifferent about our prosperity and our happiness and our well-being in the earth. That He cares about those things, but we only enjoy those things after this earth when we get to heaven. But we need to remember that God is our Father, and He is highly interested in our prosperity and our happiness and our well-being, no matter where we are, whether we're in the earth or whether we are in heaven. You know, Psalm 35, 27 says, "Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant." And if you look up that word pleasure, it means God delights in the prosperity of His servant. God likes it when His people are doing well. That's what prosperity means. He likes it when His people are doing well in every area of our lives, and He's highly interested in our prosperity. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 3, in verse 17, this is talking about the children of Israel, the first generation that didn't go into the promised land. Now, God had found the best place that this earth had to offer. In fact, in Ezekiel, it calls the promised land the glory of all lands. And so God wanted His people to have the best of the earth. And He wanted this first generation to go into the land and enjoy the promised land. But they were rebellious, they got into unbelief, and they wouldn't go. And in Hebrews 3:17, it says, "With whom that generation, God was grieved 40 years. Was it not with them that sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness?" Now, I just wanted to read that verse because that verse tells us that God was grieved with this people. Now, the word grieved means He was displeased with them. One word means indignant. Now, why was God displeased with them? The thing that was displeasing to the Lord is that He couldn't prosper them the way that He wanted to. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His people, and this group of people that are His people, they won't let the Lord prosper them the way He wants to, And that made the Lord indignant. The Lord was not happy with that. And so it wasn't just their sin that displeased the Lord. It was how their sin affected their well-being. In other words, because they wouldn't trust the Lord, because they wouldn't obey Him, because they wouldn't believe Him, then He couldn't prosper them the way He wanted to. And He was not happy about that. It wasn't just the fact that they sinned and got into unbelief. It was the fact that their sin and unbelief kept Him from doing what He wanted to do in their lives. Why would God be indignant about that? Somebody said, well, God hates sin. Well, I agree. God doesn't like sin. He hates it. But why does He hate it? He hates sin because it affects the prosperity and the well-being of His people. And so again, God is highly interested in our prosperity and in our happiness and our well-being in the earth and after this life. And so God is not indifferent when it comes to our prosperity and our happiness and our well-being. Friend, you can't be indifferent about somebody's happiness and prosperity and well-being and still love them. No, if you love someone, you want to see them happy, you want to see them prospering, and you want to see them doing well. 3 John 2 says this, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." When you love someone, you are not indifferent about their prosperity and happiness and well-being. You want to see them prosper. You want to see them do well. You want to see them happy. And so God, one thing that He does is He takes care of His own. And the reason He does is because He loves His own and He wants to see them prosper and He wants to see them do well. In Psalm 84, verse 11, it says this, "No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." God is interested in your prosperity. Hebrews 13, 5 in the Amplified Bible, God said, "I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, nor relax my hold upon you. Assuredly not." What's God's attitude when it comes to your prosperity and your safety and your well-being? He is very interested in you doing well, in you prospering, and you being happy and you being blessed. Why? Because He loves you and God takes care of His own. This is why He promised us that godliness, following me, will profit you in this life. What's He revealing to us? I'm very interested in your well-being. Not just when you get to heaven. I'm interested in taking care of you right now in the earth. In Isaiah 46, verse 4, the Lord said, "I am your God and will take care of you until you are old and your hair is gray. I made you and I will care for you. I will give you help and rescue you." Well, friend, if God does that in your life, then you are prospering and you are doing well. And listen to His promise. He said, "I'm your God and I'll take care of you." And friend, if God takes care of you, you are doing well. God takes care of His own. Isaiah 43, verse 1, the Lord said, "Fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine." Come on, friends, say that with me. Say this with me today. I belong to the Lord. I am His. And He said, "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you." God takes care of His own. And for those that will follow Him, for those that will trust Him and respect Him and honor Him, it will profit you in this life. God's not indifferent about our prosperity and our happiness and our well-being in this life. No, the opposite, in fact, is true. He's very interested in those things. Many act like God doesn't care about our prosperity and our well-being and our happiness until we get to heaven. But I'm telling you, friend, God cares about it right now. I shared that example with you earlier this week on the broadcast about our daughters, Grace and Faith. And God was ministering to me one day, and he showed this to me. He said, you don't have two different wills for your daughters, depending on their location. And that's all heaven and earth is. It's just you're at a different location. But he asked me, do you have a different will for your daughters when they go to school than you do when they're at home? Do you have a different will for them when they're at home than when they are at church or at a friend's house or at grandma's house or Nana and Papa's house? Does your will for them change based on their location? And I thought, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. I said, no, it doesn't change. No matter where they are, no matter when they are, I want them safe. I want them well. I want them prosperous. I want them happy. I want them strong. And the Lord just quickened my heart. He said, me too. No matter where you are, whether in heaven or in earth, I'm very interested in your prosperity and in your well-being. Praise the Lord. And so God can take care of us right here in the earth. And he wants to take care of us right here in the earth. Now, it needs to be said, we are not going to enjoy the kind of prosperity and the kind of happiness and well-being, the level of it, I think you could say, in the earth that we will in heaven, because in heaven there's no curse, there's no enemy, there's no death. But we can taste of the world to come in this earth. Hebrews 6:5 reveals that to us. It says that they have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. And so although we can't enjoy the full measure of prosperity in heaven, we can't enjoy that full measure of that in the earth, we can taste of it right now, and we can enjoy it right now. We can enjoy great levels of prosperity and safety and success and happiness and well-being right here in the earth. We can taste of the world to come. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing out today's broadcast, I want to go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I want to look here at verse 8 again, and then verse 15. In verse 8 again, it says, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. And then in verse 15, it says this, meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. The CEV says, so everyone can see how well you're doing. You see, friend, God wants people to see that godliness is profitable. He wants people to see that following him is profitable, that following him will lead to good things in your life. That verse said that meditate these things so that you're profiting may appear to all, so everyone can see how well you're doing. And the reason is because in Romans 2:4, it says that the goodness of God leads people to repentance. And what can happen is people can see God's goodness in your life, and it can cause them to want to follow the Lord for themselves. And that's why it's vitally important that you and I profit, that you and I prosper, that you and I do well. Why? Because that can draw others to the Lord. That's how it happened to me in my life. I saw some ministers that were prospering, and I'm not talking just about in material things. They were prospering that in those things as well, but they were strong. They were happy. They weren't broken down and miserable and depressed and sad. And no, they were walking in the joy of the Lord. They were walking in faith. Their ministries were successful. Their lives were thriving and flourishing, and they were strong and doing well. And when I saw that, and when I saw how good God was being to them, that drew me to the Lord. And so this is one of the big reasons why God wants to prosper us. This is one of the big reasons why godliness will profit us in this life, because God wants to use your life like a fashion show to show others just how good he is. And friend, his goodness in your life can cause others to want to repent and come to him and live for him. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God is our Father, and He's highly interested in our prosperity, happiness, and well-being. Number two, God is not indifferent about our prosperity and our happiness and our well-being. God wants you to have good days in this earth, and He wants you to have a great eternity after this life. Praise the Lord. And then number three, God wants people to see that godliness is profitable. He wants people to see His goodness in your life, and He wants to use your life to draw other people to Him. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You that You are our good Father and that You are highly interested in us prospering and doing well in this life. And so, Lord, again today, we ask You to help us to walk in godliness, to help us to grow in godliness. And Lord, we believe that we are going to see godliness profit us and benefit us in our lives like it never has before. And Lord, we thank You that others will see Your goodness in our lives and come to You because of it. And we do thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. And hey, I'm hooked in faith with you that you're going to grow in godliness, that you're going to continue to grow in your level of respect and reverence for the Lord, that you're going to grow in godly character, and that you're going to continue to see godliness profit you in your life and in every area of your life. Praise the Lord. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.